We continue our learning with Nishmas David ben Menachem, Mishnah ben Chaim Yaakov, Perichos Eliyahu, Omer Avos, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim Omer. Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim means he was the second to the Kohen Gadol. That's the Sgan Kohen Gadol. And he would say the following, Heve Mispalel B'Shlomo Shel Malchus. It's important that we pray for the Shalom, for the peace, for the welfare of the government. This is a Jewish or non-Jewish government. Shel Malei Mora'ah. Because if it were not for the fear that people have of the government, Ish Esra'ehu Chayim blow. What would happen? A person would swallow his friend alive. What does that mean? So we know what would happen. There would be complete chaos, complete anarchy if there weren't a government in place. People wouldn't have any fear of the law at all. So therefore, we should daven for the welfare of the government to make sure that the world doesn't fall apart. The community, the kingdom, wherever we are, wherever we're living, we make sure that we live in peace and it doesn't turn to a case of anarchy where there's no law and order at all. So this is our end. In fact, this is Jewish people do this. We daven, even though we may be living with a non-Jewish government under their authority. Nonetheless, we daven for their welfare. This is something that's, because if it were not for that, so then everything would fall apart. The Bar Tanur says, it makes the point based on the word blow, it would swallow it up. So he quotes a pasuk from Habakkuk, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yudalad, Vataseh Adam Kidge Hayam. Man is like fish. Madogim Shabayam, Kol Agadol Lechaveru Bolaya Eschaveru. When it comes to fish, we know that that's the case. One larger fish in the sea swallows the smaller one. So that's this being the same thing. It would be the same thing true when it comes to human beings. And not be the fear, if we're not for the fear of the government, it's based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Dalet. So that's why we use the language of Bila'o. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion Omer, Shnaim sheyoshvin ve'ein beinhem divrei Torah, harei ze moshav leitzim. Rabbi Chananya Trajon, one of the Asara Haruga Malchus, so he taught us the following. He says, this is with respect to Torah, he says, if two people are sitting and they're not discussing Torah, that's considered Moshav Leitzim, a session of scorners. Why would we say that? So they're just sitting around schmoozing. What's the big deal of the not studying Torah? Shneimar, this is in Tehillim Perek Aleph. Uvu Moshav Leitzim lo yashav. He does not sit. The righteous person does not sit in a Moshav Leitzim. What was David HaMelech talking about? So in Tehillim Perek Aleph, it says, Ki'im Moshav Leitzim lo yashav. We say it was Ashrei Ha'ish. We say how fortunate, how praiseworthy is the person who goes in the proper derech and does not sit in a moshav leitzim. And then it's as if we're explaining what that means. Ki'im b'toras Hashem chetzo uvesoroso yege yom ha'malayla. So apparently, a person who does not desire Torah, is not discussing Torah, he is the moshav leitzim. Moshav leitzim lo yashav ki'im, but rather, don't sit in a moshav leitzim, but rather b'toras Hashem chetzo. Why does it have to be one or the other? So the answer is, if you're not studying Torah, so we would consider this a moshav leitzim. Two people have an opportunity to study Torah together. If we're sitting and not speaking Torah, people sitting and talking for hours together, it shows that whatever it is that they're talking about, they're speaking about money, speaking about politics, whatever it is, those are the things they value. They obviously don't value Torah. If they value Torah, they would discuss Torah together. So therefore, we would consider this a Moshav Leitzim if they're not studying Torah. Avol Shnaim Sheyoshin V'yesh B'nei Divrei Torah. So now there's the positive reinforcement. If two people are sitting together, not only, so now we and they're studying Torah, so not only are they not a Moshav Leitzim, but Shechina Shurim Eneim. The Shechina is, Hashem dwells amongst them. How do I know that? Based on the following pasuk in Malachi Paragimel, Shneamar Oz Nidburu Yirei Hashem, Ish El Re'ehu, so clearly there are two people there, one to the other, and it says, those who fear Hashem when they speak to one another, Vayakshev Hashem, Vayishba Hashem, listens carefully and he hears what they're saying, Vayikasev, Sefer Zikaron Lefanav, Lirei Hashem, Ulecho Shevei Shevo, and in fact, he records this in his Sefer Zikaron, for those who fear him, those who are considering his name or thinking about him. So when they're conversing in Torah, so Hashem appears. Hashem is there. Some say this is, they will see the Shekhinah in Olam Haba. Maybe that's what this pasuk is referring to. But either way, two people who sit together and they study Torah, not only Manu Moshav Leitzin, but the Shekhinah sits amongst them. Ein li ela shnayim, the Mishnah continues, in the name of Hananya ben Tradyo. Not only do we say this true of two, minayin shafilu echad sheyoshev ve'osek b'Torah shacharos baruch hu koveh lo sachar. How do we know that even one person who's studying Torah, that Hashem is going to give him a reward, will establish for him a reward? Now, interesting, some point out that this is, it doesn't say Shechina Shura Beinei, that the Shechina is there. So some say that that's exactly the Schar. The Schar is that the Shechina is there, and it's true for one person as it was for two. And others would argue, no, the Shechina is Shura Beinehem based on the Pasuk of Nidbaru we mentioned earlier. A person who sits by himself and learns, maybe the Shekhinah is not present to the same extent, but he's certainly such a person is going to receive schar. And we quote the pasuk from Eicha, Shnei Amar, and Eicha, Perikim, Yishev Badad V'yidom Kinatal Olav. Kinatal Olav is a reference to taking a reward. And here's someone who's sitting, Badad, he's sitting alone in solitude, V'yidom, and he is silent. What does it mean? So when you have Ish El Reyeh, we have two people learning B'chavrusa, so then they're speaking out loud. But a person is sitting by himself, so he may be sitting quietly, quietly in the sense that he's speaking, he's learning. Is not learning out loud. Says the Bar Tanur, V'yidom lashon kol demama daka. Pasuk from Malachim Aleph, Perek Yotes. This voice, this thin, small, thin sound. Kederach hashoneh yichidi sheu shoneh belachash. He's not, it doesn't mean that he's not reading at all, but he's quiet in the sense that he's not learning out loud. So here we see, if he's yeshev badar v'yidom, even one person, he's by himself, kina talalav, he's still going to receive schar. Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We assume that when we see the name Rabbi Shimon in Mishnayos, unless we're told otherwise, there are other Shimons, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which is another example. But Rabbi Shimon, in general, we assume Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, even though we have other Rabbi Yehudas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So here is Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What did he say? Shlosha she'achlu al shulchan echad, v'lo amru alav divrei Torah. If you have three people, so previous Mishnah spoke, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanyun says, you have two people who are sitting and they're not learning, so that's a Moshav Leitzim. That's a dwelling, a session of scorners. But he, Rabbi Shimon said, if three people are sitting together and they don't say Dvei Torah, ki'ilu achlu mizivchei mesim, it's as if they're eating from avodah zarah, from offerings of the dead. Bar Tanur says, tekrovis avodah zarah. And he makes the following point. Why should it be, why three people different? Now it's another level of punishment. The three people are sitting and they're not conversing in Torah. So he says, well, they're sitting around the table. Ubibirkas hamozun shimavarchim ala shulchan yotin the people who are sitting at the table, now they have three people and they can have a zimun, and through their benching, so they think that that maybe their yotze, their obligation through the benching itself. So no, that's not the chashuv kilu amru alav divrei Torah. So we would expect more from people sitting in a zimun. Now we can say yishem and nivarech, etc. What we do when three people are together. So that shulchan certainly should have divrei Torah, and we would consider that meal as if they're eating from offerings, from sacrifices of avodah zarah. And what's the proof? Tekshen amar ki kol shulchanos malu ki tzawav limakom. All the tables are full of ki. Ki is vomit. So is feces or filth. Beli makom, without makom, is a reference to Hashem. So it sounds like that when you have the table and there's no Torah there, so not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there, but they're full of ki and soa, which is a reference to avodah zarah. Says the Bar Tanur, how do I know that? It's called so. It's called excrement. In Chariot, we know the phrase even oved gilulim. That's a gilulim is a reference to dung. So oved gilulim, avodah zarah, is called oved gilulim. The pasuk is Shayo Paraglamid Tse Tomar Lo. So the language of Tse going out, but So'ah, which is something that comes out of the body. So that's a reference to avodah zarah. So that's a reference to filth. There, the word Tse means referring to excrement, to feces, to filth, etc. So all the shulchanos, they're full of that tikros avodah zara. Believe it or not, Hashem is not there. We have to bring Hashem to the table. Here's the positive reinforcement as well. You have three people sitting at the table. Not only is it not takrovas avodah zara, it's not only is not zivchei mesim, but va'amru all of divrei Torah. There's Torah there. Kilu achlu mishulchanos shel makom baruch hu. We know Hashem is present, as we mentioned in the previous mishnah, when two people are learning and maybe even one person is learning. But here, it's another level, that not only is Hashem present, but it's as if they're eating, the food they're eating is if they're eating from the Shulchan of Hashem. B'Shulchan Shel Makom Baruch Hu, Shnei Amar, Vayedaber Elai, Zehal Shulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. This is a pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Mem Aleph, and the Malach said, Yechezkel said to me, this is the table that is before Hashem. What is that referring to? So the Bar Tanura says, Miyad kishe diber bedivrei Torah nikra shulchan ashelufnei Hashem. Once Torah is spoken, it's automatically called the shulchan ashelufnei Hashem, which means as if we're bringing karbanos. V'yeshom rim, and he says no. That's when the proof is not from this phrase. This is the shulchan ashelufnei Hashem. If there's Torah there, so then obviously it's a shulchan that's lufnei Hashem. Some say it's from the beginning of the pasuk. Merashoshel nikra hu yotzei. Where do I see a proof text in this pasuk, the previous phrase in pasuk in the Chezkel? Because it says there, V'hamizbeach eitz shalosh amos. The mizbeach was made out of wood, and it was three amos. Al tikra amos ela imos. Read it not as amos only. A higher level of interpretation, a different level of interpretation would be to read it as not amos, but rather cubits, but rather imos as mothers. Kimo yesh aim lemikra. What does imos mean? Now, obviously, this is a drash, but here the word aim may mean mother, but it may mean something primary, something a general category or strength that we give. We say the phrase yesh aim lemikra, which means that the word aim there doesn't necessarily mean mother literally, but it means there's greater strength, there's primacy to the mikra, the way we read a pasuk. So the same thing here, the word aim, emos, may refer to the fact that, there must be three primary categories of something that we're speaking about. So the mizbeach is eight, made out of wood, shalosh emos. Shalosh emos, there are three primary things. What are those? Shalosh keneged Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. And some say it's a Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. But either way, what is it saying? I need to speak the three emos, these three major categories of Torah, when I'm at the Mizbeach, when I'm at the table. Shetzorach adam l'daber bohen ala shulchan. Va'oz karuy shulchan Hashem, v'nei Hashem. That's the way Rashi understands it. So how do I read the pasuk now? Homiletically, of course. Vayedaber Elai, Yechezkel says, Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. When is it a Shulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem? When the Mizbeach is Mizbeach 8 has the Shalosh Amos, the Shalosh Imos, has the three major categories of Torah, either Tanakh or Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. And that way, the table is going to be a Shulchan Lefnei Hashem. We'd be familiar with the famous Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Nun Hey, where the Gemara notes the what seems to be a discrepancy in this pasuk. On the one hand, it says it mentions the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is eight shalosh amos, and then it's speaking about the same thing, the same structure, and calls it a shulchan. So if I realize the hashulchan of Hashem, it's referring to the same thing. It first calls it Mizbeach, and then calls it a shulchan. Why should that be? Why do we say that? So the answer is the Gemara says when we had a Beis HaMikdash, so our kapara came through the Mizbeach, but now that we don't have a Mizbeach, so we know the Shulchan is that which atones through our performance of mitzvos at the table, which is Hachanas HaSorachim, and now we add on the fact that Torah is spoken at the table. Rabbeinu Bechaya famously quotes this Gemara as well and makes an interesting comment. He quotes the pasuk again, "Vavizbech eight shalosh amos and vadaber elai zeh hashulchan pasach b'mizbech v'sim b'shulchan," which is the Gemara. The pasuk begins speaking about a mizbech and ends speaking about a shulchan. It's the same structure. Why do we call it a mizbech and then a shulchan? Ela bezman shebeis hamikdash kayom adam miskaper al yam mizbech. Achshav shein beis hamikdash kayom adam miskaper. The atonement comes al yedei hashulchan. Uminhag chasidim shebeis Tzarfat. He quotes this minog, this custom of the French, very pious Jews, she'osim mishulchanam aron lekvura. They would specifically make the aron, the coffin, for their kvura from their table. Laharos, to instruct us, ki ha'adam lo yisa me'uma b'yado, person doesn't take anything with him. V'lo yilvenu ba'amalo, and what's going to escort him for his efforts, what's going to escort him to Olam Haba, ki im hatztaka she'asa b'chayav, the tztaka he's done, v'hatova shu meitiv al shulchan, and all of the good, achanas asarchim, that he does at his table, add on the Torah as well. V'chein amru Chazal, that's what Chazal say in Brachos on Andaf Nun Dalet, hamarich al shulchano, a person spends a long time at his table, marich in lo yama b'shino. So what does that mean, sitting around the table schmoozing? No, it's sitting around the table, the fact that we're there for a long time, so if aniyim come to the door, they'll see we're still eating, so they'll come in and we'll give them food, there'll be different Torah at the table, and therefore will have the bracha of longevity.